Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Tap House Talks, brought to you by Dreams Unlimited Travel, experts helping you plan the perfect Disney vacation. When you book with them, it costs you nothing extra on your trip, and you help support the channel and all the content that we produce here. And by our Patreon supporters, if you want to learn more about that and get a hold of some exclusive content, you can head over to patreon.com/DizUnlimited. Well, I am Rhino, and I am here today at Disney's Hollywood Studios, as always, at Baseline Tap House, one of my favorite places to enjoy a drink with some of my favorite people. And today I've got two favorite people here today, not just one. So I'm going to hold up a beer for my friends.
Are we cheersing?
Kevin and Tony. We are cheersing. Yeah, you can go right through the middle. There we go.
Can you please add the clap?
Yeah, you want me to add? Okay.
Yeah. Unless everyone
2 seconds
like
in and he wants post-production. Well, you can't hear it because we're mic'd, but, you know, it's actually, I hear cheering off of this.
It's so loud. It's roaring.
What are you guys drinking today? I already know, but I'm going to try. I want to hear what you have to call it.
Oh, gosh. I already forgot the name of mine.
You called it something else a second ago. You were like Sunrise Kingdom.
Sunrise
Kingdom,
Splash, like, Mountain Gluten Free.
Yeah, that's it. The Stone Delicious.
It's the Stone Delicious.
And then Tony and I are drinking the Sierra Nevada Imperial IPA that is new to the menu. As of recording this, I don't know if it's still there or not. But if it is, well, good luck trying to get it. I like it. Do you like it?
Yeah, it's a good recommendation. Thank you.
And Kevin, you like yours because
it's gluten free.
Yeah. Gluten removed is what I was told. But yeah, sorry. Sorry, we don't make those dreams come true here at Disney.
Dreams Unlimited Travel.
Yeah. They'll help you find your next gluten-free beer at Walt Disney World. No, I thought it would be fun to have you guys on and just chit-chat and have a fun little honest conversation. And I titled this video, So You Want to Be a Disney Influencer, because I've known you for some time now. Actually, I know you because you originally left a comment on a Universal show, like, way back when I started with the Diz.
Yeah.
And you had come down, I think, was it your first time here?
I don't think it was my first
When you went
time.
To the Wizarding World.
Going to the Wizarding World.
Okay, that's what it was.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
But you were a nice person, and then I saw that you had your own YouTube channel, and I followed you, and I followed your adventures in New York City.
In New York.
And then you two, when you guys got married, and you had your little wedding video on there, and you had your jacket up over your shoulders. Is that still on the channel? Can we still find that?
I might have privated everything.
Okay.
Like, once I got to Florida and I started doing, like, theme park content...
You were like, I feel like I should keep it in theme.
On.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of this stuff might be a little crunchy.
Yeah.
So we're going to private everything.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I think it's private.
It's okay. If you follow you on Instagram, we'll give you all the deets. What do you go by on your social media channels these days, by the way?
So I'm WDW Kevin.
Yes. And you might recognize Kevin if you've been watching the Diz for a while, because you actually did an episode with us like a couple years ago.
Yeah, like 2 years
I think
ago.
You had like just moved here. And
yes,
I was a baby creator. Yeah.
The Perfect Day at Disney is what we
Yes,
did.
Yeah. And that was that post Velocicoaster at Universal Studios?
That was post, because the first time I met you was
in person, yeah.
Velocicoaster.
Yes, yeah.
Event, yeah.
It's crazy.
Which was my first event as a creator.
Yeah.
And it was my hallelujah, I made it, I'm sitting at the table.
I did it, Ma. Yeah.
I called my mom and I was like, I just got invited to a Universal function. So I dropped out of college. And it's working.
God, that's not the message I think we want to send, but hey, it's 2024. Whatever works for people, but
it's my truth.
It's my dream. It's my truth. Perfect. Yeah. Look for his autobiography coming to... I thought it would be fun to kind of talk about that journey for you, because both of you, you know, obviously... I want to hear from Tony a lot, too, today, because the journey of moving from New York City to Florida, but you told me you did this solely because you fell in love with Disney, right? Or no?
Yeah. Well, I've always been a fan of Walt Disney World.
Yeah.
But during the pandemic more, I was really into watching Disney vloggers,
mm-hmm.
and the more I watched, the more I was like, I want to do this.
Yeah.
I can do this.
Well, you were already vlogging before that.
Yeah,
right?
I was already doing YouTube videos.
Yeah.
A lot of cringy stuff.
Yeah.
Cringy stuff. But then I started watching Disney vloggers, and I was like, I love Walt Disney World.
Yeah.
I can do this.
Yeah.
So that ended up...
And how did that conversation happen? I'm just curious.
Well, I think it was during the pandemic. I remember it was Sunday, probably a weekend Sunday night.
Yeah.
And we were watching a creator actually on TV.
Say their name. Say their name.
We were watching Prince Charming.
Dev. Well, Dev. Yeah.
Dev. Oh, okay. Yeah.
And so then. Probably like maybe 4 or 5 sangrias in. He opens
it
the door.
Literally was like that.
The best decisions in our life are usually made with sangria.
Like,
yeah.
Our roommate was moving back to Alabama because the pandemic was happening. She was going to move back. Our apartment was subleased. So if she's gone, we have to go too.
Yeah.
And then we were laying on a mattress on the floor, boxes all around us. We were watching Dev paging Mr. Morrow, like all of the Disney creators.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I want to do this.
Yeah.
How do you feel about moving?
Well, in New York at that time, too, I mean, you guys were one of the hardest hit places in the U.S. pandemic and lockdown and restrictions and stuff like that. So I'm sure just the idea of being able to kind of get out and have like a, I mean, you had Central Park, but a literal park, like, you know, not a literal park, a different type of park, you know, here must have seemed pretty alluring as well, I imagine. But so... You just said, you just agreed, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I had family
really
here.
You really do love
I mean,
this man.
I do.
Yeah, okay.
He just believed checking. In the
this
dream.
Is a, this actually isn't dream. A show where it was a sting operation to find out if this is true.
Yeah, and I'm mic'd up.
Yeah. I believe in the dream.
Wire.
So we did it.
Yeah.
I also come from families that are like performers and
you,
stuff like that.
You
so.
Said you had family and... You had lived down here, right, before?
I have lived,
about this before.
I have lived down here before. Then I moved to New York, just pursuing a dream. I found
and then your dream,
my dream.
Came.
Oh, look at that. Yeah. So you were just like, all right, I'll be supportive husband.
I'll be the supportive husband, yeah.
And when you guys first moved here, you were living in, like, Tampa, right? Like, Tampa area, like, down there. So you had to drive, like, over an hour anytime you were coming to Disney, right?
Yeah.
So that's devotion, because I want to know what it felt like for you, because you came with this in mindset. For me, I want to set the record straight, too, is that I know a lot of things. I know I said Disney influencer in the title and things like that, but that's not... I feel weird about that title. I mean, I don't know how you feel about it, because... I feel like anybody's really an influencer who
anyone
wants to be, like, anybody,
a,
yeah, like, in any way, like, literally, if you're always posting the shirts you're wearing, or you're just, like, the like, your family, your friends, they're all influenced by what they see. So I don't love that term, but also, like, me, the job I have, like, I have a salary. I am an employee of a company. So, like, when sometimes I'll have friends, you know, maybe you guys have said it to me before, so, and they'll be like, oh, Disney influencer, and I'm like, well, not really. It's not like a... I don't want to say not self-earned, but I have a definitive, like, income. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not based... I mean, yeah, eventually I will be based on how many views we get, you know? And just being honest about it, because I have a company that is right behind me that's like, hey, we need you to go do this specific thing. Whereas you are trying to make your own, you know, make it on your own.
Self-employed.
So I feel like I know the term, like, content creator gets thrown around a little bit.
I feel prefer like content creator.
I like that better, too. It feels a little nicer. Yeah. It feels a little more, like, honest. Yeah. But also, okay, so I want to talk about this, too. Because I had this, like, not conversation, but I was kind of, like, listening to what somebody was talking about. And they were being like, oh, they were talking about how they were, like, content gathering. And I'm like, not in a rude way, but I'm like, my perspective on it was, you're just at Disney making Instagram stories. Like, it wasn't focused content, you know what I mean? It would be the type where, like, anywhere we go, we do this. We go out to eat, we show what we're eating, we show what we're drinking, right? Like, that's how we kind of are, I feel like, you know, we're... Yeah. Friends like that, you know, when you guys are on vacation, you know, it's the vacation pics with not necessarily motivation behind it or anything like that, right? So it was weird. Well, I feel like what we do is a very, like, you have a purpose. It's specifically driven content, right? Like, I feel like that's kind of the difference that I would use to separate the two. For me personally, I don't know how you feel about it, and there is not, like, a set definition or anything, but but it is nice to know you consider yourself a content creator.
Yeah, I'm a content creator.
That sounded condescending, and I did the best way possible, where I was like, I like that word, is very positive. Anybody who's like, I'm a Disney influencer, I'm always like, I'm trying not to roll my eyes. Oh, is that what it's called?
A disfluencer.
Oh. I mean, so, there's no denying there are those people and that sort of a thing. I guess it's kind of where you align yourself. It's the, it's with anything in life, you're right. Like, which lunch table are we sitting at?
Right,
you know, so. But you're a content creator. You came down. What was it like in that beginning part where you are, what I'm trying to ask is, you got here, you got out of the car, you unpacked, and you were like, buy the annual pass the next day. How did you start it? Like,
well,
what was the focus?
I moved here during the pandemic, so at the time there were no annual passes available.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Yeah,
so
the dark times.
Then I was really into Universal at the time.
We like Universal here. It's okay. We can talk about
Universal.
It.
Yeah. I love Universal. So I know. I was doing a lot of Universal content, doing that hour and a half drive back and forth, and then getting to go to Disney every once in a while, like when we had extra coin because we were buying the single day ticket and going in.
Oh, geez,
or
yeah.
If we had a friend who can get us in, we would get in. But that was pretty much my beginning journey.
Yeah, which sounds to me incredibly exhausting. So, like, how do you keep the motivation to keep that going? You know what I mean? Like, what keeps you going? You love it that much? Or, like, I want to also talk a little bit. I don't want to say it now because this is like two questions at once.
Uh-huh.
But, like, you've also been somebody since I've known you, you've like kind of changed those strategies.
Right.
And then I'm also, I know you lived here, Tony.
Yeah.
But, like, what's that experience with you? Did you go to the parks a lot when you lived here? Tony,
no.
First. Kevin, I'll come back to you.
You go first.
Give him some time. Tony, you have the floor?
I have the floor. Thank you so much.
For once. Don't get too used to this now.
Yeah.
Answer that question and that's it.
No, I was never really a park person, to be honest, when I lived here.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, as a local, you really don't pay attention. It's like being in New York, right? If you're a true New Yorker, like, you don't go
just
to
just kind of used
these,
to
like,
the surrounding, yeah, the stuff you're,
yeah,
you
you're
know.
Just kind of used to the in and outs of things and, you know, going to work and coming home and, you know, doing all those things. So I really didn't really pay attention to the parks situation until I really met him. But I love Disney, right?
Yeah.
Just not the theme park sense of Disney. I'm more into, like, more of the films and the score and the musical and the, all the things, right?
Yeah.
So it wasn't really like...
Wait, so actually, this is a good thing to bring up.
Yeah.
So you're into that, but you're not as well-versed in, like, the movies, right? Weren't you on a journey where you're trying to, like, watch a bunch of stuff you hadn't
just
watched?
Just Star Wars.
Oh, okay, it was Star Wars. That's
Star
right. You're,
Wars,
okay.
I can...
But you watched the Marvel stuff.
Oh, Marvel? Yes.
Yeah, that's right. It was a sting operation because you're wearing a Marvel jersey right now. I'm just making sure. And you have a Marvel backpack right behind you. If you can't see it on camera. But no. So how did you get him? How did you guys end up? Because you are in all the videos and stuff. Like, how did he lure you away? Was it the bulls?
All I have to do was ask?
Yeah.
I think he always believed in what I was trying to accomplish as like a... rising content.
I don't want to say, like, oh, I'm shocked by that, but I want to be like, that's an amazing thing that you have. Because a lot of people, you know, let their insecurities or their doubt overshadow the people in their lives who have that. So, like, it's a very special thing that you have somebody very supportive.
No, he was,
like,
he is my biggest, he allowed me to leave my job and move to Florida to do my Disney content creation.
Yeah.
And the first couple...
Let's get emotional here. Let's bring it down.
The first couple years, to be honest, I really didn't start making money off of content creation until this past year, 2023.
Yeah.
So the past two, we came here 2020, was all really, I depended on him financially, but I think he believed in what I was trying to do as a creator, and it ended up paying off, I would say.
I've always thought, like, you know, today for you, then tomorrow for me.
Oh,
today
I've never heard that.
You,
that would be a great
tomorrow
song.
Tomorrow for me. Today,
guys,
for
we don't
you.
Want them to be hit with the copyright. Quit.
Oh gosh.
No, just right.
Forgot we're on YouTube.
And Apple Podcasts.
But, you know, it's a give and take, right? And I think for people that truly believe, like, in a vision, you know, and they want to see it through, right? They just want to see it flourish. They want to see it through. And you just kind of make those sacrifices sometimes.
Well, what I really liked about your content, especially like when you had like first moved here, you know, and when we're definitely we're like close friends now, but like, you know, but like when first getting to know you and before I even had met you, Tony, because we had met in this parking lot very here at Hollywood Studios for the first time. And you said,
right.
I don't like that guy.
And
then I got you to a DVC party at Epcot. And you were like, and that's where we turned it around. But
and
like,
my friend.
But yes, yeah. But
I was honest. I was honest, and I said I didn't like you. To your face.
Hey, and I worked on it. We worked on it. Yeah, and that's fine. And that's what I like. And I, you know, I love that because you guys, just in that example, are very honest and open people. And that's why I thought this would be a fun conversation to have too.
Yeah.
But that's what I love is kind of seeing how you guys, you know. And this is where I'll start to talk about how you deliver content. Because for me, it was like I was subscribed to your YouTube channel. And I'm honestly, like, even though I'm on YouTube and these podcasts and stuff like that. I am not the biggest like consumer of podcasts or YouTube videos. Like for me, YouTube is a great resource when I need to figure out how to do something, right, or I'm trying to learn like a new thing. Like, oh, I want to learn how to use my camera better, or, you know, I just got this new thing and I want to see what it does, you know, stuff like that.
Right.
And I love doing, now I'm in the habit of doing like my own personal YouTube, like live streams and stuff like that, because for me, that's my like free therapy. And I think everybody who's ever tuned into one of those, but, you know, and so like I have a different relationship than other people do. And I, so I watched you on YouTube and you kind of started shifting a little bit away from that, you know, into what these young people, I think they call it TikTok.
TikTok.
Yes, yeah.
The TikTok.
TikTok, the TikTok. The TikTok. You're right. Excuse me. The TikTok. I misspoke.
If you're a millennial, you have to say the TikTok.
TikTok. Yeah. I'm an elder millennial. It's fine. No, but I, you know, I watched you kind of go from, I feel like YouTube, and then your content was very like, remember when like Reels used to pay you to do stuff?
Yeah, Reels.
Those were the days.
They stopped?
Yeah.
They don't pay no
Yeah.
more?
No, girl.
Really?
They don't pay. Yeah, it's, I think it's been like a year or something, and I'm like, yeah, you jump ship. Yeah, and it was that allure where, like, if you got invited, they'd be like, yo, can I make up to $1,200? And so you'd post a reel, you know, that first reel would make, like, 50 or 60 bucks, and then nothing.
Like,
every
reel
after that was, like, 10 cents.
Because Instagram, they used to...
No, that was Instagram, yeah.
Instagram reels.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, I'm thinking TikTok, YouTube Shorts.
Oh, no, YouTube Shorts, I don't think did pay in the beginning, but they do now.
No,
but it's like harder to earn the money from a YouTube short than it is from a video, I think. But I do think they do. But it's now it's so splintered. Remember when it used to be where you'd be like one app and you'd be like, YouTube's got my long videos. Instagram, I got my fun photos, or like a cute little reel. And then TikTok, you had the long.
Right.
And now it's
now they're all competing with each other.
Right, yeah. Like, But you pivoted a bunch of times, I feel like. You were, like, content creating for specific platforms.
Right.
And I feel like you're... I mean, here's the thing. Like I said, I've followed you on YouTube, and I know I've been talking a lot, but I'm trying to just get the point across where I feel like you've really got a success going right now with how you're delivering your TikTok content that you also do post on Instagram, because that's where I see it, because I'm not really that big
on TikTok.
Meaning, like, I use it maybe, like, once a month, twice a month, but... your like shopping videos or your wait time versus real time, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like I'm just curious, like when did you feel like you wanted to start making a shift from like one medium to the other?
Well, YouTube for me.
And whose child is it really? I'm sorry, I felt like I was getting I gave you a very complicated like Maury Povich question.
No.
So I
wanted
to know.
Is it really the brand?
Yeah, no. I just meant
the idea.
No. Forget it was a bad joke at a bad time. We should have saved it. Yeah.
I understand what you said.
It was daytime television. That's what I was trying to get a joke from. Anyway. And you're welcome. This is the kind of a real lowbrow. Not lowbrow. I don't know. It was in highbrow. Terrible humor you'll get on this podcast. Anyway. Yeah.
But I switched from YouTube mainly because I wasn't seeing growth. And then I saw the way TikTok ran their algorithm where... at the end of the day, like, if you post something, it goes on the For You page, right? So these people don't have a choice whether or not they're going to view your content.
Thrust upon
whether
them.
They want to see, like, stay, right? Mm-hmm. So that's why I started on TikTok, and I was posting, and it just stuck for me. Like, a lot of my videos did really well.
Yeah.
And then that's just how I ended up doing TikTok. And then I was like, you know what? Let me just also convert those videos into smaller ones for Instagram Reels. And that's pretty much how
Yeah, because there's a time, there's a big time difference on that,
Yeah,
too,
you can only post 90 seconds on Instagram.
That's
reels.
Right, yeah.
Right.
So it's like
doing
you're
like mini
90
blogs.
Seconds. I don't even know. Is it 90 or is
it
60? Yeah, okay. I'm like, hey, so were you just like throwing spaghetti at a wall and seeing
what
stick?
It literally was throwing spaghetti at a wall, trying to see what would stick, because I loved doing the long form content, but I was posting videos and it was only getting like...
I know, it's hard because, I mean, you know what it's like. You film, you edit, you do that thing.
Right. And you're thinking, like, I worked really hard for this video. This is the one. It's going to do so great. And then you post, it's got 23 views.
Yeah, and you're
it hurts a little.
Like,
you know? Yeah.
I have to disagree with you because I feel like you are not putting things in, making sure it sticks. I think that we were really looking at how, you know, YouTube... and the consumer, from a consumer's perspective, you know, people wanted to see things just a little bit quicker, step by step, one, two, three, four, that's it, right? So I think the minute that you found that that was the ingredient, you were like, let me just give it a try. So I feel like we've had conversations about that before you decided to say, you know, forget YouTube.
Yeah. Once I was on TikTok, then I was like, this is a little formula I have. Like, people respond well to the wait time versus real time. They respond to the merchandise videos.
Yeah, I mean, I like the merchandise videos. It kind of inspires me a lot of the times because you're. It's always like somewhere I feel like I'm thinking about it, and then your video comes up, and I was like, well, not well, but I'm always like, well, I'm going to watch this and then see if it's even worth going over there. And it's not. It's not about copying, because that's the thing. As I feel like sometimes a lot of people will be like, oh, someone's copying someone else or something's whatever. And it's not that sort of threat, because my thing with the shopping videos is it's very long form. Like, you're window shopping with me. Like, you're coming with me. And then if I get something, obviously you see it. And you're like a very, like, highlight, which is great, because also you are at the outlets a lot, and I live near the outlets, and I'm always like, no, I don't need to get in the car today. And then other times I'm like, get in the car right now, or I'm going to be, like, angry that you didn't call me and tell me there was, like, this good stuff there. You know?
Right, yeah.
Yeah. So it's interesting, too, where I feel like, what's great is about how you were so adaptive to be able to find that sort of success, too. And I think a lot of people, like, I don't know if I want to be like, oh, let's give advice to people, because I don't know any better than anybody else. That's the truth of it. You know, I'm not safeguarding anything. I'm not whatever. You know, like, I can tell you what I've learned in my time of doing this. Right. And a big one is about, like, what we already, you know, you kind of mentioned about the effort you put in. Like, what does it equal on the other end? And sometimes it is about, you know, trying to build the audience after a while. But if you're not seeing that return, you know, how do you try it and do something else? And it's just the thing about you that I think is interesting is, not interesting, but, well, it is interesting. I shouldn't say, like, you're not interesting.
Oh, I'm not interesting.
Yeah, okay.
Where's my purse?
See you guys later. Thank you for the drink. Bye. Yes. is that, like, you were like, okay, like, let me keep, I still love, you didn't lose the love.
No.
You know, and that's what I think my biggest advice to anybody who would ever ask about, I want to start a podcast or YouTube channel, or I want to create this content and I want to do this thing, is that you, I think, have to come in prepared to be like, it's not going to succeed in the way you think, and be ready to embrace those changes, those, like, turns in the road, whatever. But, like, that's, I think, what works for you is that you're very, like, I mean, you're kind of always this. You're very good about being, like, on the... You had a Twitter account that you, like, blew up once, right? And then you, like, the...
I was really active on Twitter. I was posting, like, daily. Because for me, it was... I always want it to feel like my audience comes first. I always want to be engaging with everyone, listening to their thoughts. When they ask me, like, oh, do you think you can go check out what magic bands they have available? Absolutely, I'll do that for you. I always want it to feel like them first. And then Disney is... second,
yeah,
kind of. Does that make
sense? No. I think you have to find that, like, kind of balance where it's like what you said. Your theme parks, you know, Disney, definitely more now than, like you said, at Universal at the beginning, because that was what was on the table for you. But, like, you're creating a community,
right?
You're creating that sense of community. That give and take,
A community within a community.
Yes,
I would like to achieve, and I hope I am achieving. But
I think, I mean, I watching your stuff kind of go, it's amazing to me to see anybody you knew, like, at the beginning. How do you feel about this, Tony?
What?
Proud husband? Proud partner? Like,
oh, seeing a moment?
Yeah, seeing him, like, I mean, he does, his wait time versus real time is great. I mean, that's like,
I
know that, like, it's Lentessa in, my God, I cannot remember the site and I'm embarrassed, but there is a great theme park resource site, and if I remember it, I will put it in the comments, but their thing is analyzing. It's all analyzing. And some of it is, like, wait times, so they have people who, like, go through to measure, and they'll, like, you know, so it's like how, you know, when you're, like, flying on an airline, and it'll tell you this flight takes off 25% of the time, and you're like, oh, God, why did I book this one?
Right,
you know, it kind of that same thing, where they're like, well, this attraction has 25% of the time being correct, and you're like, oh, great,
okay.
And so it's one of those, like, they're very analytical, like, so any sort of number you need, but that's their focus, and that's what's great, and they, like, build on that, and you go to them for that, you know what I mean? And, like, so it's like, it's cool. I don't know how you feel about it, but I would love it if you chimed in here in a second. I don't know how you feel about, do you see other people as competition, or do you see other people as just people in the same field?
I see them as people in the same field. At the end of the day, nothing is new under the sun. Everybody's already done it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if someone does a wait time versus real time-esque series, if you take that name, though, then I think I might have an issue. Because that's my name. But
I mean, you've been doing it so long now at this point. It's like, But my favorites are when you do the ones where I was like, God, I never would want to do... Like, sometimes it's a ride where I'm like, okay, that's easy.
Oh my God, when you did Avatar
or whatever, and I was like, yeah, I'm like, no.
I waited like two hours for that, and everyone in the comments was like, I would never.
And you know you're going to have to do it again.
3 million views, and that was my first time getting like the million mark, and it was such a moment.
Okay, like, how often are you going to... Like, you need to redo that one, though, right?
I'm going to do it in 2 weeks when my sister comes, because she's going to...
So you have somebody to wait in line with you, of course.
And we filmed some today while we were waiting for you, so...
Okay, good, 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 good. Yeah. Okay, Lynn, let me ask you right now, as of recording this, how were the wait times versus real times? Don't give me the specific numbers. Positive or negative?
For today?
Yeah, were they good or were they bad? They were good? Okay, all right.
It was like...
I love when you get on that roll when you're like, oh, I beat that round. It said 45, but I waited 25, 30. Yeah. And you're
Because
I'm that guy who crosses the line, and I'm like, stopwatch, go.
Yeah.
And I'm not reporting it to anybody. It's just for me. I take a screenshot, and later I'm like, saved my life. Like, right. I don't know. Okay, so you guys are motivated. So you're just enjoying life right now.
Tony, I am.
Feeling good?
Yes, I'm feeling great.
He just renewed his annual pass today.
Oh. Yes.
Today.
Oh.
This is your second year as an annual pass
holder. Oh, my God. Yes.
I'm excited for him.
Okay. Okay. Let me ask you this then. So you've obviously, like, because you're doing this, you're going in the parks, you're getting this, like, content and stuff like that. What's, like, things that you guys want to do? What do you want to do in 2024? What are some goals? Do you have goals? Do you have, like, new videos you want to try? I mean, you don't have to give me proprietary information, but, like she says in Dinosaur, that's proprietary. But, sorry, that was terrible. But I'm just curious, do you guys have, like, goals or, like, Disney dreams where you're like, we're going to work up and do, like, this thing?
So, overall goal for me, personally, is just to do this as long as possible.
Yeah.
For me, personally, is to do this as long as possible. But a new series that we kicked off is our character meet and greet series.
Yeah.
And everyone loved it so much. But
yeah, because you hate it so much.
Meeting characters is so intimidating.
Yeah.
Do you meet characters?
No, God, no. Girl, I don't know what to say to them. I mean,
maybe you should be a guest on our thing one time.
Here's who's easier to meet. The costumed characters are easier to meet because the full face, the fur characters, because they can't talk to you.
No,
so you're just like, ow, and the thing. I'm really? They be able to talk? Wait, you're on the same page as him?
I do, yeah.
Okay.
I'd rather that because I don't want to play charades with
you. Wait, so were you both awkward about meeting characters?
Oh, I think so, right?
No, I enjoyed them, but I just didn't want to do them by myself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
He waits on the sidelines while I film. And he's just there like... Like the mom from Mean Girls, just like, you're doing amazing.
She's doing the dance.
But I prefer meeting the face characters because it's like, you know, like the conversation's rolling, you know what's happening.
Yeah.
When I met Mickey and Minnie, I was playing like a game of charades where he's like,
one's always like, I don't know. You know what? I think I've got to figure out a way to get like a. Like a weird, not weird, so like I always say I'm like a little awkward, and before I had this job and before I worked at Disney, a very like shy, quiet person, and now I have these, you know, like conversational triggers where I know like, okay, there's set things you can ask people, you know, about. And like it kind of triggers a conversation that then feels more natural, right? Then it makes it releases that anxiety a little bit more. And so like I need to figure out, maybe that's what we need to crack. How do you find that with characters?
Right.
Like, I'm not going to be like, oh, Mulan, where are you from? Like, you know, like, many dragons lately? God, you know, you're the 1,000th person to ask her that. You know, like, that's awful. Like, I don't, you know what I mean? Like, I'm that person who's just like, I know you hate me. I just wanted this photograph. Like, please just take a picture with me. And then they'll be like... And you're like, you want cheese? Like, I don't know. What do you want from me?
But I will say the character attendants are fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Because we met Donald in Mexico, and I didn't know what was happening. But the character attendant...
They just made it like a party.
Kind of just like was his... What would you call that? Like the person...
Cheerleader?
Interpreter.
Oh, yeah,
his interpreter the entire time. And he was in the background saying like, oh, he's upset with you.
Yeah,
he's
a cheerleader.
Cheerleader.
But he was like, you know... interpreting what Donald was.
Yeah, thank God for that. I will say that because there have been many a times where I'm just like, I don't know what to do, and I'm like, thank you. Craig does a thing where he shakes their hand, and it always looks like a very political, like running for mayor. Yeah. Like,
hands,
I've got your
babies.
Vote. Yeah, it's always that, and it always like cracks me up. But they all do it. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm like that. I like that though. I like that you're conquering that sort of awkward.
Yeah.
You know, that thing that you were nervous or like you're breaking new Disney boundaries and stuff
right.
like that. But do you have advice for somebody that you think would want to set out and be like a Disney content creator? Like we already said, we don't like influencer. We like creator.
I have two. Okay.
And then I want one from you too later.
Oh, you're going to have. Okay. So we have
she's
three
gone. She's looking out.
Yeah. She's out of here.
She's not a bird. Somebody shiny walked by.
I have two.
Zendaya in her Dune Part 2 outfit. Sorry.
Yeah. Where she came as a robot.
Yeah, yeah. She looked like C-3PO. I thought she was going to get us on Star Tours.
But it was
and be
amazing.
Like, we're going to the sand dunes. Oh, yeah. I wish I could have worn something like that. The jealousy that seethed through me when I saw the photo was just like, she's done it again. Like, I love her. Anyway, sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. So I have two little pieces of advice.
Little anecdotes.
The first
for us,
one is an A and a B. So... For the first one, it's my two little B's. So the first one is be yourself.
B number one right here next to you. Am I right?
Yeah, B number one. Be yourself, because I feel like a lot of people come into this already looking at other creators who have done this.
Yeah.
Trying to...
Personify the other.
Yeah. Trying to create something that's already been created.
Oh, I can totally see
that. But if you go
that,
into
yeah.
that being yourself, most likely people will fall in love with you just for you, because I've done that. I've fallen guilty of like... trying to recreate things that I think people would like.
There
the moment I just let it go.
Stuff like that.
It's funny because you guys are the people I always go to when I'm like, oh, I want to try this new thing. Oh, I want to do this new thing. You know, you're always like, I mean, Tony, you're always like, let's do it. When are we doing it? And I'm like, yeah. Like, you know, like, I don't know. So it's funny to hear that perspective from you where you're like, be yourself. And I was like, I don't know. You guys, like, you kind of, like... I don't know, maybe that's why we're good friends, you know, like our friendship is good, is because I feel like we have that back and forth of a thing where you guys are always like,
right.
you call me out on my BS, but then you support me in the other times too, and that's what's great, you know? We need people like that, yeah. Okay, B number two.
And then my B number two is be honest, because I feel like a lot of
people... I'm kind of sad it wasn't Beyonce, but that's fine.
Oh, there you go.
Well, that's number
that's
three.
That's B number three, yeah. Okay.
But be honest, I feel like sometimes people go into this wanting so bad to be on Disney's good side that they're not honest with their reviews, or they're afraid to say anything negative about the brand. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day,
it's a business.
Come in close.
Yeah.
Rachel from Pacoima, come in close. I mean, Disney, they don't care.
Yeah.
They don't care.
It's a business.
It doesn't care about you. But you know who does? Your audience does. So you have to build a relationship with your audience, because if Rachel from Pacoima comes here and you told her
not Pacoima.
Pacoima is a lovely city, first of all.
That's my number one vacation spot.
Hello.
But I don't even know where it is.
But if she comes here and she went to Food & Wine and you told her that something at Food & Wine was amazing.
Yeah, that thing that they put in the photo on the blog.
Right.
And you're like, that's so good. Because, it looked great in photos, but it tasted like garbage in person.
Then Rachel
now you wasted her money. Exactly. Yeah.
So just be honest.
Yeah.
And then don't worry about getting on the PR. Just build your relationship with your audience.
Yeah.
And then my second part is set aside money that you make for taxes. Taxes season is upon us.
Yeah, yeah.
And
you're,
when I tell you,
you're a 1099, baby.
This is
I know, honey. I'm a 1099 too. It's awful.
I tell you, my heart is shattered.
Yeah.
This beer is all I own. My name. After taxes.
And that was given to you by Dreams Unlimited Travel.
That's Dreams Unlimited
Another
Travel.
Another reason you should book for Dreams Unlimited Travel.
But yeah, set aside. I think it's the rule of thumb is 30% or 35%.
Yeah, I think that's what I usually am like. Because I do like that, like, you know, not to get super personal, but I do have 1099 related stuff too. And it is one of those where you go in and they're just like, oh, you open. And you're like, oh, for what?
What?
You're like,
do you know how many annual passes I got to account with us?
Is this why people have children? So they get that discount? Like,
listen, we were thinking about getting one. Yeah.
No, well, who's going to carry it? No, just, not in Florida. Oh, God, I just popped my microphone. I feel like...
Is this beer kicking in for anyone else?
We're at that time of the show, ladies and gentlemen. Listen, I'm the only one... I said at the beginning of the show, so I'm always like, when the beer's done, the show's over. And yours is dangerously to the top right now, so... I mean, I know yours is a little better, but I'm like, let's do a check.
I was trying to be civilized.
Oh, no, honey, not here.
Oh, God.
No, so I'm just, you guys, it's fine. We don't have to shotgun them. But it is Friday. We're actually filming this on a Baseline Friday. But my advice to people is always like, and this is why it was important to me to have you guys on here too, is like, I think having that real love is that, like, I think you have to ask yourself, are you doing this to eventually become financially, like, stable? Because in all fairness, like, you know, we could have a whole nother hours and hours long conversation about the unfairity of, like, the lower class citizen and everything right. that happened with, like, internet business during the lockdown. Because, you know, if you look at even something like eBay or Etsy, like, the fees just to post or sell something are exponentially higher than they were, and it kind of took it out, like, right, like people who are trying to sell, like, kids clothes, stuff like that, you've lost your money because somebody who makes millions of dollars needed to make more money. And the same right. thing happened with a YouTube algorithm that hopefully doesn't hear me say this and then we ruin this. Or, like, podcasts are a different story. But so I think, like, first and foremost, you really need a love for whatever it's going to be. You know, it can yeah. be Disney. It can be Power Rangers. It can be Bluey. It could be whatever you
Funko
want.
Pops.
Yeah, whatever. Who cares? Yeah.
Shout out Funko
yeah,
Pops.
Shout out to the Funko, the Pop Husbands. Yeah. Keeps bringing that episode up, but I really liked that episode. We were talking about our Disney favorites, and you know what? If we're speaking in absolute candor, like our truths right now, people were kind of, like, not nice about that. They were like, oh, these two people. And I was like, these are my friends, first of all, in real right. life. And I really enjoyed the conversation.
Yeah, cool.
I did, too. I loved them.
I enjoyed watching
because I was like, video. This is such a simple conversation, cute. But we're never talking about that stuff.
Right.
Yeah. And my whole idea behind this video, podcast, series, whatever you want to call it, was that it's just, like, friends that are having a drink, and we're right, just yeah. talking about that stuff that we talk about. And we talk about this regularly. So it's like, I don't know.
This is real life.
With a microphone.
Yeah, yeah. Tony, I need to hear from you because you're the supportive. You're like, you're the cheerleader. You're the person in the corner. You know, not baby in the corner, obviously, but, you know, you're...
No one puts baby
yeah,
in the corner.
Yeah, so you are, you're, as Robin says, just dancing on my own. No, you're not. But,
I'm on the sidelines a lot. But, I don't like the spotlight.
But I think what's great is I'm just curious, your perspective about Kevin's, like, journey is just like... You have been a champion for him, and I think that's special. And it doesn't have to be your husband, it doesn't have to be your wife, it doesn't have to be your whatever. Like, but I think it's important to say thank you to those people in your life. You know,
say thank you right now.
Yeah, say thank you right now, this is over, and I'm not publishing it.
Where's my purse?
Okay. Cut the feed. But I think, you know, that's something special. That's an element, like, that unique element that you have. You know yeah. what I mean? And that's great because it's like, you know, it's also part of, like, I asked you earlier, what keeps you going? And it's like, you've got a nice...
I have an amazing yeah. support system.
I mean, he's all right. Let's not... You know, I feel
amazing
like I was...
Amazing was a strong
I
word.
Was too nice. I regret being this nice, so it's fine. The internet thinks I'm awful. I might as well lean
very,
into that.
Very, very lucky to have... Tony, he believes in the dream,
yeah,
and he's willing to come on camera. And when he is on camera, and he is in an like one of our little mini vlogs, they eat it up. They love him.
Oh, I love that's my thing. That's why I'm asking you is because my favorite videos are like when you guys would go together to the parks when you're at Universal or you're whatever. And like you used to have like an intro you did, and there's one where you're like spinning around and dancing.
Oh yeah,
and I was
yeah.
like, I'm gonna be friends with that guy one day, and then he said, I don't like you.
I don't.
He didn't say that. No, no. It didn't take much, but yeah, but no, but I'm curious, you know, how does it feel for you, you know, to be here versus when you were in New York getting ready?
Well, I think for me, you know, overall, somebody that supports, it's really about, I'm a very practical person, right? So you do something, I got to see a result. If there's no result, why are we doing it?
Yeah.
Right? Why are you continuing to do it? Why continue to foster it? Why are we keeping this going, right? So I think now for about 2 years, we've been here for three. I think the last 2 years is really when I've seen a lot of growth.
Yeah.
Not only with his channel, just the way that he thinks about the content, the way that he wants to put concepts out for people.
Yeah.
And the response that he's getting back, right? Like, there's not a moment where we see people that actually enjoy his content and say, you know, thank you so much. I was able to find this in my travels, and I saw this for much cheaper, or, you know, or I was able to come in on a day that, you know, on a weekday when I had the best experience because I was able to do everything, right?
Yeah.
So it's just things like that where you're seeing the results happen. Also, you know, the finances is
It's nice to have someone who contributes to the household again. Listen, as long as your mom keeps letting me go in your swimming pool, I don't care how you get the job done, just get it done. Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. Shout out to your mom.
Shout out, Mom. I'm sure she's going to watch it.
Oh, yeah, she'll watch.
Okay, all right.
My mom will watch.
I hope she knows. I love going over her house.
My mom loves it. I told her I was doing this today because she's going. She's flying to New Jersey today, and I have her car. And I was like, "Yeah, I got to go to Hollywood Studios to do a sit down with Rhino." And she was like, "Oh, Rhino, tell him I said hi."
Yeah, tell him I said hi. I love it. I love it. I mean, your mom made some good food too, right? Listen, I do well with moms.
Yeah, you do.
Well,
you
I regret that phrasing, but here we are.
You're a mom, right?
But it's true. Ask my mom. I want to know, you know, like, it's nice that you're saying these positive things. What do you have? What's your Disney hope and dream here? It doesn't have to be complicated. I'm just thinking, is this something on your mind where you're like, oh, it'd be cool to do this together?
I think for 2024, I really want to do these. I love eating and I love food.
You and me both. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, like, I want to go to these, like, really nice restaurants that Disney has to offer in the parks and just pig out and drink out.
Yeah.
Right? So,
yeah.
For your followers, you can make that happen.
I follow, subscribe. Yeah,
I don't like doing dining reviews.
So I think this is a good topic too. I know we're like running wrong, but it's hard. It's that weird thing too. I don't have a good palate. So my favorite type of food is like elevated bar food.
Oh no!
That's me.
What do you like?
No. You gotta have the experience, the presentation.
Need people like you in their life.
Yeah, just like how it tastes.
We'll do the dining reviews, and he'll break down everything that's inside of that one piece of chicken.
Yeah,
and he's like cilantro, a little bit of paprika. I'm like,
oh, see, they could have used a little bit of cumin, and you're like, what? What does that even taste like?
Did it taste good? Yes or no?
Yeah. Like, I'm always like, it was hot, it was fresh.
No,
I liked it. Would I get it again? Yeah. No, and I'm so self-conscious about it. I'm awful. Craig is really good about breaking down like so many elements of our food reviews, but I am always just like, and I feel bad because like, we don't always agree on everything, but I sometimes feel like people are just like, I was just echoing whatever. And I'm like, I don't know. Sometimes I'm like, girl, it's good. Is it worth your money? Yes or no? Like,
right, that's what I
that's what, that's what that's he is, what, right? So he's rushing me, and I'm like, no. So now,
yeah,
friends.
He'll do his review, and he'll go on friends, and on and on. Everything. And I'm just like, you gotta. Yeah.
The reason why my reviews are short
is behind you, like... wrap it up.
Wrap it up. Before you even take a bite, I'm like, you have 15 seconds to tell me.
Oh my god!
Okay.
So, yeah. No, I love it. You know, someday I want my Disney goal is to have you guys out at Disneyland at the same time as me. So, my dream, yeah. So
actually, you know what?
Because I would love to go with
2024,
you guys.
Would love to go to Tokyo. If it's possible.
Girl, yeah. Hello. That's on my... that was my end of 2020 trip, and, you know, I don't want to spoil anything, but something bad happened that year, so...
Oh,
yeah, that was weird. I tripped, and I sprained my ankle. That was awful to make a joke about that. Anyway, go ahead.
I just want to go to Disneyland.
Tokyo and Paris.
I said Disneyland. This girl, she jumped in with Tokyo.
Paris.
Disneyland, Paris. I want to be in Club 33. I want to have a crown.
I've been to Paris. I want to go to Paris again. Why not? Make a Disney trip.
You've been to Paris?
Yeah, he's been to Paris.
I've been to Paris.
But
I've
not
been
to the park.
Place.
Okay, now you're just bragging.
I've been...
You're at the end.
I'm a travel girl.
But he's never been to anything like any Disney parks outside
no,
of...
No, no, no. Yeah.
No, well, and you only outside of Orlando. So, like, you haven't done Disneyland. That's why I was like, oh, I think we would have a great time at Disneyland. I think you guys would love Disneyland. That's why I was like, whenever I meet somebody, I'm like, I know that you would love this place, and it would be dangerous for you because you'd be like me, you get hooked. Yeah. And you're like, my claws are in it, and
that's
I want to go.
That's a fear that I have about going to Disneyland because I did it with you. I was like, we're out, we're moving. And if I like it, I'd probably be like,
I've been dying to go to California to, like, have an experience to live, right?
Listen, I'm going in June. You guys are more than welcome to hopscotch on that trip. Yeah, for the Pride event, whenever the tickets come on sale for that.
Oh, for the game event.
You don't have to go.
When is it?
But you can.
June.
June, like, the third week. I think it's like 18th and like 20th, something. Don't quote me on the dates.
They have
Ask your Dreams Unlimited Travel Agent, and they'll tell you.
Putting my time in right now.
Well, they just put the tickets are going on sale as of recording this for the Star Wars night, and so that's in May. So this one's in June, so I think they're coming up. And I am a Magic key holder as of recording.
Are
so
you
I
really?
Can buy those tickets. Oh, I'm obsessed with Disneyland. Girl, wow. I'm a top tier. Like, literally, I paint on the side and sell those paintings sometimes. I, like, one night went through and made, like, I didn't sleep for, like, 72 hours. And I did, like, 10 paintings and, like,
you came out of the house just paint.
And I was just, I was, like, covered in it. And that's how I paid for my annual pass. And
yeah, I have to say, your paintings are a thing.
So good.
Well, and you guys have
give it a follow if he has a...
Oh, shut up. Yeah. Now we're just
you can purchase his paintings.
And if you follow this link, you'll find my Roger Rabbit. Just kidding. You can't buy that one anymore. So honestly, I could keep asking you guys questions and everything like that, and I feel like I talked more than I gave you the room to talk for. I apologize for that. Just sometimes don't know how
it's
to phrase
okay.
a question.
Nervousness.
Yeah, and that's part of it. You know, with celebrities like
organic.
Yourself.
Yeah, did it very for you.
Did it for you. Poor
my first time coming on and doing the interview.
Now, let me
so
ask
nervous.
You what you guys think about divorce. Just kidding. Jesus, that was dark. No, God, no. Oh, God, don't answer it here. Save it for our Maury Povich podcast.
You know what? I think we should talk.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you've been too supportive.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. Can you imagine?
You've been too supportive.
Yeah, well, you know what's going to... What's awful, if that does happen someday, here we can come back. We've got the link to where the Inception, the little Easter...
Oh, my God. It went dark very
dark.
It
got really dark.
I wanted to end this on a really depressing note, and I think I nailed it this week.
You did.
I think
you
I nailed it. But my beer is empty. These other two are behind me, and that's fine. Nice and warm. Don't you love a good warm beer?
I do.
What are you,
I do,
European? I say that only because the one time I was in England, all the beer was warm, and I was like, why?
They don't have ice over there, right?
No.
Well, I think
ice.
They do have ice. They,
for the
some,
Americans,
somewhere,
yeah, but they don't drink ice. They,
but it's not in that same, yeah. Every like served to you in a cup. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
no water comes in the ice or anything. Know where I was. I shouldn't say this like in a blanketed statement. I don't want to be awful, but I admire your stuff. Where can we follow it once again? Follow all your adventures.
Well, you can follow him because mine has nothing to do with Disney.
Oh, jeez.
He won't. He doesn't like being plugged. You don't want it plugged at all.
My account is private. It's just not
your account's private.
Yeah,
it is private.
Yeah, but you're in the videos all the time. So you where's your
so?
Where's it okay where's yours and where does this tag along
so
show up every now and then
on every social media platform WDW_Kevin that's everywhere
I'll put
TikTok,
it in the
Instagram I think I'm still on Twitter yeah mm-hmm. Twitter
well
YouTube.
Yeah and you know what every day I open Twitter I'm like why did I open it why
I
am
know.
I here
I stopped.
I just, I don't know why I do it to myself it's awful
it's no good no
and then for me just follow the friends that we have in common. You might be able to find me there.
Oh, even. So you're like a Carmen Sandiego, just leaving
yeah,
little mysteries along
Carmen
the way.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
yeah.
going to get you for your birthday? A big red hat. I think. Like just one of those big
like
red hats. Yeah.
You'll
if
never
you
know.
Find Tony,
I like to be a mystery.
He will accept you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I like being a mystery.
But you tag him in the post, don't you?
No, I never do.
Oh.
Yeah. I like being a mystery.
He asked me not to.
Okay. Well, whatever. You're in the videos. God, get over it. Yes, all those, and you're most active on TikTok.
TikTok is
for our young folks out there, you know,
TikTok
younger than me,
I'm
I should
most
say.
Active.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I loved your YouTube videos, and so I do hope someday there'll be a return to form. But I understand where you're going to where life leads you, and that's what you have to do. Like we already said, that's our advice again. I think lean into what you're starting to excel at. You know, and sometimes it's not what you're going to expect. And you have to rewrite your hardware to get you there.
Right.
And that's that. But, yeah. Well, we'll have to come back, have you guys back on again so we can...
For part two?
Keep, I think there's more to say.
No, I was promised some kind of award.
And the child
like
mentioned
a check.
A check. A check.
So if you guys don't know, I mean, I know it's not Disney, but we have found a lot out about each other in last year about how much we could watch
the Grinch,
the Jim Carrey Grinch movie at any time of the year. And I know this because I watched it at your birthday party that is in a warm month. That's all I'll say.
And we might have had a libation or not.
And we were standing in there yelling out every line of the movie. It was fine. It was wonderful. It was a great night. Follow Kevin and Tony sometimes, and if you can find Tony, that's the gold at the end of that rainbow, and this is a big, bright rainbow, let me tell you. Thank you guys for doing this.
Thanks for having us.
I look forward to watching your journey continue, and I was going to say Unhatch, but I feel like that's too bird oriented and I don't care for it.
I like Unhatched.
Yeah, Unhatched.
Okay,
is
Unhatched.
Good.
Once we crack
better
that
than
egg,
Unhinged.
Yeah, well, we don't know. I mean, that's probably. I wouldn't put it past you guys, so it's fine. But thank you, everybody out there, for watching. If you like this video, thumbs up, subscribe to the channel. Don't forget about Dreams Unlimited Travel when planning your next vacation. And if you are listening to this on wherever you consume podcasts, feel free to please rate and review it. And that helps figure out how we can do it a little bit better. And thank you to all of our Patreon supporters again out there. If you want to look for some more Diz Unlimited exclusive content, you can head over to patreon.com/DizUnlimited. That's going to do it for me. I think we're going to sit here and probably have a round two and just keep going, I think. Yeah, I don't know about you.
I love this. You're great. In your Barbara Walters.
Yes. I need... I have thought about the investment, like trying to get John to see if I can do a budget for wigs. So I could do like the big like blonde blowout.
Yeah.
I feel like when you're a real reporter, like Katie Couric, Barbara Walters, you know, these people who have like the
Long Island medium.
Yeah. So we'll see. That's
if they
we'll
won't buy it for you, yeah. I will.
So, I like this, yeah. But thank you everybody, and I'll see you next time with another episode. Cheers.
Bye.
Okay, I said cheers, you guys said bye, it's fine.
Cheers. That was so fun.
I know, I felt bad I talked too much.